Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is George from 100.3 The Bull, and today we're going to talk a little bit about not only Houston's role in Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, but also what's happening with Texas Children's Hospital and what's happening with a program that we know a lot about, and that is David's Toy Project. And I have some guests that are with me today. First, Dr. Zoanne Dreyer is here. Dr. Dreyer, first of all, thanks for joining us. I think this is the first time we've had a chance to speak. So
It is. So this is great to be here and honor David and his family. And it's a big month for all the children with cancer because they get to celebrate their survival. They get to celebrate their families. And they also get to remember some of their friends that maybe didn't make it.
Yeah.
So it's a very important month.
And Samantha,
yes.
Good to see you again. David's
Thank
Toy Project.
Thank you so
Project.
Much. I'm so happy to be here, George.
You all have been friends of our radio show for about 10 years now.
Yeah, yes.
And so we've watched David literally grow up and also David's Toy Project grow up. And let's start there. Let's start with David's Toy Project. Let's start with the story of David, if we can, during Childhood Cancer Appreciation Month.
Absolutely. So David was 18 months old when he got diagnosed with cancer, and he got diagnosed with rhabdomyosarcoma. It's a soft tissue cancer. And because of several miracles and amazing people at Texas Children's, we went in the morning thinking he had a UTI, and we left that day knowing he had cancer. Their fortitude of listening to me as a parent saying, you know, I think there really is something wrong. I don't want to wait. We need to push. And them trusting me with that and just moving forward allowed us to be able to find it very quickly. And they got the ball rolling very quickly on his treatments. He did 10 months of chemotherapy treatments along with radiation treatments. Texas Children's partnered with MD Anderson with that to get him through that. And they were just absolutely amazing the entire time. David was 6 years old when I felt he was old enough to understand what it meant to commemorate something. And September was coming up, so we sat him down and we taught him what commemoration means. And we told him that September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and we wanted to know what he wanted to do to help commemorate that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a coin jar that we would save up, and in December, we turned it into a bunch of $10 gift cards, and at his cancer appointments in December, he'd go in and he'd hide them in people's purses and bags, and he'd stick them in the nurse's pockets if he could get it in there. And so we'd hide gift cards. Well, he wanted to take that coin jar and buy toys for the kids at the cancer center.
Wow.
And I just thought that was so sweet. And I said, yes, honey, we can definitely do that. And he's like, but Mom, I want to make sure we can buy toys for all the kids at the cancer center.
Wow.
And my heart dropped because I'm like, we don't have enough coins for that.
Yeah.
And so I told him, I said, baby, we don't have enough coins for that, but we'll do our best to get as many toys as we can. And he didn't even bat an eye. He said, well, that's fine. I'll just ask other people for their coins. And he wrote up a script and at 6 years old, memorized it and walked around. He talked to his bus driver, teachers, people at church. We were in the line at Walmart once and he turned around to the lady behind us and at 6 years old goes, hi, my name's David. I'm a cancer survivor. This month is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month and I want to buy toys for kids with cancer. Do you have any change in your purse I can have?
David, by the way, may be running the country by the time he's an adult because he is that way. I love that.
Yep. And within 2 weeks, he raised
$1,100. Wow.
We were able to buy 220 toys. And we deliver them to the cancer center. And he was successfully able to buy toys for not only all the kids, but their siblings that were there too.
David's Toy Project is a 501c3 organization,
yes.
Has been. How long has it been going on? Because again, we've known you all for almost 10 years.
Yes.
So I've seen the process, but how long have you all had this going?
That first and second year, it was just us doing it a family. And by the third year, my husband's law firm heard about it and he reached out to them and they helped us with the process of becoming an official charity. So we are a 501c3 organization and we have been official since 2016. 18. Yeah, we've been doing it since 2016. We've been official since 2018, yes.
So David's Toy Project buys toys for children. And Dr. Dreyer, we were talking just before we went on that this has been huge for the kids at Texas Children's and what it means to them. But before we get to that, you also shared some information and some statistics with me about the survivability of most children and their cancer. Can we talk about that for a minute?
It is stunning that in today's world, about 80% of all children with cancer, the good and the bad, will survive and be cured. And by cured for us in pediatric oncology, that means they're done, they grow up, they go have a life, they become a doctor, a lawyer, nurse, mom, dad, you name it. So that's huge progress. In the mid-70s, no children with our most common cancer, acute lymphoid leukemia, even survived. Mm-hmm. And now the survival rate in that group is 90 to 95%. Some groups of children with ALL, that lymphoid leukemia, have 100% survival. It's stunning.
It is stunning. Those are stunning numbers. And it shows to me, and I hope people here appreciate Houston being the home to a hospital like Texas Children's and the other hospitals that we have around. But what you all do for children here, and you were telling me that, this is your life's mission.
It is. I've been there since a long time. I did all my training there. And
we're not going to age ourselves.
I've watched the hospital grow, but one of the things that makes me most proud is Texas Children's does not turn away children. So children with cancer who need care, whether they have insurance or no insurance or live under the bridge, they all get the exact same care, the exact same attendings. If the child that lives under the bridge needs the $30,000 a month treatment, they're going to get it.
Yeah.
And that's huge because mm-hmm. I could never work at a place that would say, well, I'm sorry your money ran out or your insurance won't cover this, so we can't do this. Go somewhere else. That's just not the heart of Texas Children's. Mm.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
I've always said that Texas Children's just breeds a different kind of doctor and a different kind of nurse.
Well,
they're phenomenal.
I will say this. I remember probably 5 or 6 years ago, you and I were having a conversation mm-hmm. and you started referring to some people and I know most of your family mm-hmm. and I was like, I don't think I know them. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. It's a Texas Children's nurse or whatever. They're just like family. And I was just like, I mean, you were just including them in yep. family mm-hmm. conversations because they mm-hmm. had been there through that process with David and every day being part of his life. It Absolutely. Really does make a huge difference. In talking about Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, what does a program like David's Toy Project mean to the children at Texas Children's Hospital, Dr. Dreyer?
So these kids, as you might guess, have their whole lives turned upside down when they get a diagnosis of cancer, as do their family, as do their siblings. And any little thing that we can do to brighten their day is fantastic. And when they can walk into the infusion room, having been stuck in their port or had a spinal tap or done who knows what, and get a surprise, it's a huge big deal for them. But equally big is the fact that David's Toy Project also supports the siblings. Because I oftentimes think the siblings have a rougher go than the patients. And the reason I say that is because the focus is always on the child with cancer. And the parents have to spend a lot of time away.
I have never thought of that.
It's true. And in my long-term survivor program, we have some siblings that are still highly affected by their brother or sister's cancer. Mm-hmm. So being able to include the whole family, not just the child with cancer, is a big deal.
It's traumatic for everybody, and sometimes the siblings just get forgotten, and having to go through that trauma and be forgotten is just hard all on its own.
Wow, I'd never really thought about it from that angle yeah. on it. So do you have a favorite story of somebody that maybe got a toy or a situation where David's Toy Project brought a toy by and it really meant something to a child or a story that stands out to you?
You know, I think having a chronic illness like childhood cancer, no matter how much money you have, no matter what kind of insurance you have, it is an expensive endeavor. And there's a lot of expense that goes into that. And that, of course, impacts the family and what they can provide for the child. So I think these children having access to things that maybe their parents couldn't provide for them because that day they had to buy lunch or something is tremendous. And, you know, I take care of leukemia kids. I do a lot of spinal taps, which, of course, most people don't think would be fun. Mm. I'm not sure the kids think it's fun. But anyway, you know, we can put them through that traumatic procedure. Now we at least can sedate them. And when they wake up, there at the end of their bed is a toy from David's Toy Project. And it's just, it's like lights them up. Mm. So just those little things can just make the day better because the days in the clinic are never short. Can make life better and just give them something they can run home and share with their friends and say, look what I got at cancer clinic today.
Yeah, yeah.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you're listening to this morning and you wonder how you can help or how you can be part of this, especially this month during Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, David, his dad, Aaron, is here. And Aaron, tell us a little bit about how people can make a donation or be involved or help out, because I know you all have a lot of different things and a lot of different ways that people can be part of this.
Yeah, one of the things that makes David's Toy Project unique is Samantha has been able to connect with some of the staff clinic, and they've been able to hone in on, okay, what do these kids want? As opposed to coming up with this bin that's half empty all the time and it has all the toys no one wants, we're able to churn that. And by doing so, the best way to donate is to donate funds. Mm-hmm. And that helps us target what do they need, what do they want at a particular clinic right when they need it. And so the ways to do that, Venmo is probably the easiest at David's Toy Project. You can also go to either Facebook or Instagram and click on links that can get you straight to donation pages and things like that. So those are the easiest. It has my address. You can email a check to David's Toy Project. We this year have gotten a few surprise ones in the mail. It's really fun to open the mailbox and have something other than some flyer for something else and say, oh, this is for David's Toy Project. Mm-hmm. And we let David open that. But going back to the stories, we don't know this family. We know them via social media. And that's where that has been our biggest help to get advocacy out for people to know about and donate and things. Is there was a boy, we were watching the Astros game and we saw a picture of him. He was calling out the Let's Play Ball.
Uh-huh.
And he had a pin from David's Toy Project on it. And then they put that on social media and I found him and we started messaging the mom and she said, he will not take that pin off no matter what shirt he's wearing. Mm-hmm. He insists on wearing that pin. And especially that we don't get to be there a lot of the times when the toys are delivered, we just kind of deliver in mass and kind of walk away. We love hearing those stories because it's like we made a difference to that one person today.
One kid.
And yep. That impacted him. Wasn't just the one day of the toy, yeah, but yep. He remembers it every single day.
Yeah, yeah. I love that story. I love that story.
And go Astros.
Well, that goes without saying, right? David's Toy Project, again, we will have all the links up on our website. So go to any of the Odyssey stations and we'll have this all linked up in the show notes for this. But as we wrap up here, Samantha, Zoanne, anything that you would add or that you would tell people? Let's start with you, Zoanne. Any other thing that you would add to them to know about this?
I just think it's important to recognize what a generous community we have.
Oh.
And we could not do these things without the support of the people in Houston and the surrounding areas. And I don't think there's another city like this place in the world that is so generous and so loving.
Not to interrupt, but that's an amen story, Joe.
That's an amen story right there. Absolutely.
Every day.
Yeah, absolutely. Samantha?
My biggest thing is with September being Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, it's not something that childhood cancer is not a happy thing. It is not something that, you know, anybody wants to dwell on and think about it. And when you're going through it, it sucks even more. But at the same time, these kids, they are so resilient.
Mm-hmm.
And Their fight is freaking phenomenal. And we say that as a charity, we supply toys. We don't do research. We don't have any effect on their treatments. But we can have an effect on their day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so great, even though we don't get, because they're cancer kids, they can't just let everybody and their dog run around the cancer center handing out things.
Yeah.
And so when we do drop off toys, it's usually, you know, either on the back in the back of the hospital or in the lobby or, you know, just driving up, dropping off and running away. So we don't get to see their smiles, but we know that those smiles are there. We know that when that toy cart comes and they get to pick a toy, we know when they come to their just normal checkup and they get to grab a toy out of the toy chest, or they get a fidget to play with right before they get their port accessed. Mm-hmm. Or they're sitting there bored and one of the nurses brings them a busy bin of puzzles and fun things that they get to do. We know that that makes a difference. And me as a mom, I just want to give a shout out to all the parents out there that are going through it. Because I've been there. Mm-hmm. And it's so great to have such a support system behind you, no matter where you are, whether you're at your clinics, whether you're at home, have that support. And if you've never been through it, try and find someone that you can be that support to.
I love this. Can you make a smile for a child today? Can you make a donation and help David's Toy Project that in turn helps all the kids that are at Texas Children's Hospital? Doctor, thank you for coming in. Samantha, it's always good to see you.
Absolutely, George.
Again, all of the information about David's Toy Project and about Texas Children's Hospital will be on our website. Help us out during Childhood Cancer Awareness Month here with Eye on Houston from Odyssey Houston.